Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. You know, neither of us guessed the location of this week, and I, for one, am thrilled. I think this is a great location.
It was really exciting to this part of like old school Bachelor, where it's like, oh, they're traveling so early, they're going somewhere really new and exciting. So that was exciting.
I missed it. I really missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't know how much we missed it till we saw it, right?
Exactly.
But even before that, how excited are you to have such history going down the 2-on-1 in your backyard at Niagara Falls?
It's an honor. It's a thrill. I was just happy. I was happy to see this.
I don't think either of us predicted that Shanae was going home.
No, we literally predicted the opposite. Mm-hmm. George denoted that in his email to us this week.
Lesson learned. Just one person should go the opposite direction just for the points. You never know.
That's true.
Just to differentiate.
I didn't think it was possible, though. I really did not see Shanae going home.
No. So I'm excited to break down why we think that happened, why this was allowed, or did Clayton finally make a decision on his own? But this was the conclusion. Was Ethan was his celebration like a little more restrained since he read a spoiler, or was he just as excited to like?
No,
see
he
it
was
go
just
down?
As excited. He basically like turned to me and he's like, "I knew she was going home, and I'm thrilled. I was so excited. Like I was just waiting for this moment." Like he was still very excited.
So funny. Perfect. Very fitting. The hometown in your hometown. So, all right. Well, we see this 2-on-1 and I'm trying to think exactly where we left off. They're kind of like on a picnic near the falls. Last episode, they had already done the boat. So this was kind of the more like settle down, have individual discussions with Genevieve and with Shanae. And I really thought, I didn't see that Genevieve was bringing much to the table here. So I thought she was a goner.
Yeah, I didn't either. Like, and I don't really find that they have like any real, like interesting connection.
Yeah. There's nothing to really pinpoint on, you know, what's unique about their relationship. But she didn't really bring anything up about Shanae either. She didn't take the route of attacking Shanae.
No, she was just going to let Shanae like speak for herself, basically.
Mm-hmm. So Shanae, when she's on her individual time with him, summons some tears. And we see her celebrating. Tears, tears, tears. I didn't think I could do it again. It was really kind of awkward to watch because she was almost like shaking a little bit, like trying to like physically seem like generate those tears. And it didn't even seem like much to be like that upset about.
Nor was there any like face wetness.
Yeah. So I heard a clip of Clayton on Nick Viall's podcast where I guess what he learned in this process, like he didn't think it was possible for anyone to manufacture tears. He didn't realize that there's certain people could just turn on emotions like that. And it was like a huge letdown for him to learn that information.
What the heck?
I don't know what he thinks actors are doing, but I mean, I get like thinking like, okay, I can't do it. So, you know, like he was saying, like, I've only cried twice in my life. So like he believes any tears he sees. So it's like if someone's crying, like that's who's more credible to him, basically. It was like the underlying message there. And so he's like, he just seemed really like sad and bummed out about like that people could manipulate emotions.
I have often cried like twice in one day. I've cried like twice in 1 hour about like separate things.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be like somebody is faking the tears, but that just somebody could just be more like prone to tears, and like something that might not make you cry would make them cry. So that was kind of an interesting realization about Clayton there. So
are you an easy crier?
Yeah.
You don't seem like you'd be to me.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like you seem
things.
Like you're so cool headed that I just don't like think of you as like a crier.
Right. I'll cry like from laughing, from like something like heartwarming. Like I'm more like really easy to cry at something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not like from like a hard day. I don't think I'll just like randomly cry. So I guess that would be, I don't like stress cry, I don't think.
Oh, I'm like every heightened emotion I cry, like happy, mm-hmm. sad, like hilarity, frustration, anger, like everything. Like it's just I feel like I could never be taken seriously in an argument because I would just cry. Like when I was younger, my parents were like, you should become a lawyer. And my brother was like, how? She cries every time somebody like argues with her. And I was like, how dare you?
Yeah, I would cry at a confrontation, too, for sure. Like something I don't think I could do that. That's why I can. Same with like the doctor thing. Like people would say, like, you should be a doctor. No, I would like pass mm-mm. out. Mm-hmm. So certain professions are just not for us.
No, we're soft. We're soft hearted people.
Yes. Yes. So her point, how much do you think Shanae's point, if it was a point, of Genevieve didn't want to be there. She overheard. So let's parse this. She said she mm-hmm. overheard her say she didn't want to be there. She wanted to go home. So Shanae was like, I wasn't even expecting her to show up on this date. And then she kind of said, like, she's like an actress. Like, I don't think she specifically said she's an actress coming to be on the show, like the way Clayton said it.
No, but he sort it was of more of like an actress in the way that Shanae is being.
Right. Like, she's saying one thing and doing another. So, yeah, was she just projecting?
I genuinely think she was just making it up. I don't, mm-hmm. I really don't think that Genevieve even said anything like that.
And if she did, it was probably like, oh, a two-on-one, like, what's the point of sticking around? Yeah, like, maybe I should go home now. Like, maybe it's sort of a throwaway comment, like, not, I don't want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but after that, I didn't see anything that made me think that he was going to turn on Shanae. And then we even
even for 1 second, Amy. Not yeah. even because like we were still going down. And like he left the conversation with Shanae and like immediately turned to Genevieve and was like, I've been hearing things, like, are you an actor? And she's like, what is it? Where is this even coming from? And then he turns around and he's like, Shanae, you can leave. And like it yeah. did, there was like no connection for me. Like, no, him saying, like, Shanae, like, are you just making stuff up to, like, get yourself ahead? Like, I don't understand. Right. Like, there was no, and, like, it seemed like Genevieve was still, like, pretty shook even after Shanae left. Like, I would not be making out with that guy. I'd be like, you were questioning me based right. on what? Based on what? That person? Based on what she said? Are you nutter butters? Like, I would be like, I'm not making out with you. I'm actually leaving as well.
Right. Yeah, like, you've been trusting her this whole time. But I think maybe she was just riding high on the fact that he finally let go of Shanae. And like she was the one to kind of like the women cheering back at the suite. Like, Genevieve. Like, she was the one to knock Shanae out, where Shanae's been trying yeah. to count who she's knocking out. What did you think of Shanae's reaction to, or just like how abrupt it was when he just like walked away?
I wanted there to be a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem with a two-on-one, is when you break up with that person, then like you're not really getting a conversation as to why.
Right. And it didn't seem like she was upset that she lost Clayton, just that she was blindsided no. and didn't think that she was going to go home.
She doesn't care about Clayton at all.
Yeah. I'd be more upset now with knowing that they went to Croatia right after that.
Yeah, I would be. I'd be like, you know what? I'd be like, oh, Clayton, I made a mistake. Take me back just to go to Croatia. Like, oh, right. Beautiful.
Yeah, do the return visit. I think if it was one of those like more quarantine type seasons, like 100% we'd see her coming back.
Yeah. But
I don't think they're paying for her flight. Mm-mm. So why do you
think? Well, no, didn't they have to go on like a private jet? Do you think? Do you think they went to Croatia on a private jet?
I don't think so. But. Since he's been saying that he's traveled separately, but maybe if to Croatia they would.
Maybe.
I'm still surprised that they could go that far.
I don't know. I'm shocked. Have you been watching The Amazing Race this season?
You know what? I've got it like lined up on my DVR. I just haven't started. Or I started a little bit of the first episode.
I was just curious as to like where they were going and if The Bachelor mm-hmm. is going into like similar places or not.
Yeah, like if there's just something that's like in the production, like they all are on like some big Google Doc or something. Yeah. Like this place is open for business and this place is more like lower population. It seemed like Clayton mentioned, like, it's a smaller, like, kind of out of the way, like, place. I don't know much about it, so. But, yeah, I'm just really excited to find out where else they're going too. But we see the celebration of her bag leaving. I like how they had the woman just kind of stand there, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like pretending that she didn't know which bag to grab. Right. As if, come on.
Like it's deal or no deal. And then I thought it was interesting that even, like, coming into the cocktail party, that Clayton made such a, like, a comment about it. Like, I heard you guys celebrating. I heard some singing.
Yeah, I wish there was more, like, conversation about it.
Yeah, it makes me think that Clayton, all this time I've been thinking, okay, he just really likes Shanae over these other women, but it makes it seem mm-hmm. like he's been, like, wanting to get rid of her as well, like, wanting to end the drama.
Yeah.
Has been convinced. I hear a lot of people talking about, like, Clayton's, like, the most agreeable bachelor, like, he'll do anything the producers say. So if that's the case, maybe he's, like, wanting to get rid of her instead of Elizabeth, but they were just like, no, like, let's keep this going. So they finally let him. I wonder if they see, if the producers are like, okay, there's a little new rivalry we can create, because we kind of see a new, I'm not quite villain, but
you know, yeah,
just somebody
new,
else,
like,
causing drama.
One-sided issue.
Right. So at the cocktail party, Sarah pulls him away first, and what I picked up on this conversation was she's like, I can't imagine anyone having a stronger connection with him. And it immediately cuts away to him and Rachel making mm-hmm. out. And we start to see Mara talking about, like, Sarah being so confident and not everyone's here. And that she's, like, really wanting a one-on-one. And getting really upset that she brings him some poutine. So I wanted to get your thoughts on this move, and gets interrupted right away.
Great move to bring poutine. You know, I love a thing. I also love poutine. So I'm thrilled with that. The automatic interruption, I feel like she was done dirty by production.
Yeah, they basically sat down. She gets the whole setup there. He takes one bite, and then it's like, okay, Serene comes in. Because I don't think Serene would otherwise do that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. It's like, okay, this is all the time I get. And then we hear her say, I just want to feel happiness. So this is not,
like,
really...
Girl.
Yeah.
I have a lot of issues with the way Mira was acting this episode. Mm-hmm. In the way that... it's, like, all on Clayton to, like, make their relationship or, like, decide right. if she's the one. Whereas I feel like, as much as, you know, Clayton / production are, like, actually handing out the date cards, like, she could have, like, I don't know, some, what's even the word I'm looking for? Like, initiative. She's just upset. She's like, well, I need to find out if he's the one. Or, like, he's not putting any effort into figuring out if I'm the one. It's like, then leave.
Right.
Then he's not probably your dude.
Not, yeah, he's not treating you the way that you should be treated. Yeah, it seems almost more just like, I'm doing everything. I'm doing all this. And, you know.
And she's also wasting her time talking about other women. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if she was really desperate to spend some time with him, do what Susie did. I love right. what Susie did. I thought that was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, make your own time.
Yeah,
you can do it,
and you can judge, like, how he'd react. Like, he probably would not be that excited to see her if she did that.
Yeah.
But based on their connection, but yeah, it's a lot of, like, why me? And it kind of reminds me a little bit of Annalise from Ari's season. Like, I just feel like they're putting her on that trajectory. Like, oh, she's the older one and she's ready, even though she's, like, 32. But, like, she is just, like, making it seem like she's desperate, or they'll probably, like, she'll be in paradise and have a failed relationship yeah. there, and then, like, they'll show her crying, or, like, she's not crying, she's getting mad. So it's a little bit a twist, but she's bringing the thunder to Croatia and all that.
Yeah, I'm like, not thrilled with what she's putting out into yeah. this universe.
Right, and that's just the start of it this episode, so.
Yeah.
So with roses, Gabby, Genevieve, and Rachel have them already. This rose ceremony was the first time I was like, whoa, they're really like narrowing it down now. I was really surprised. I finally feel like we know everybody that's remaining. So we have, except for Eliza, we have Sarah, Serene, Susie, Teddy, Eliza, and then Mara is called last. And this is the first time when Jesse Palmer comes out and actually says the women's names. He says, Hunter, Marlena, please take a moment, say your goodbyes. Mm-hmm. So only two left, aside from Shanae earlier. And then Clayton's very excited to announce that they're going to Hvar, Croatia. And we see the classic Bachelor little clip art airplane across the sea and see them land. And yeah, the women are exploring their where they're staying, the resort, and are walking around the village or the town and at like a local cafe or local pub, and Clayton meets them there and immediately invites Teddy on a one-on-one, her first one-on-one.
I'm thrilled she's finally getting the one-on-one. I think both of us really enjoyed the connection they had super early on, and we just really haven't seen a whole lot of that since.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is where they're really building up Mara to be like, I really need that one-on-one. And there's a few of them that haven't. So Teddy hadn't gotten one, Eliza and Mara. So there's a few options, you know. So she was kind of like, well, I'm happier for her. Like, I hope she has a good time, but not that good of a time. And then it immediately starts like raining after Teddy and Clayton leave. And she's like, yeah, I'm bringing that energy in her ITM, like, because she's just so angry that she didn't get that one-on-one. Yet we haven't seen any reason why that he's like, you know, no connection with them so far. So Teddy gets the date that you and I really like, where you're just exploring the town.
Love this date.
Shopping, having ice cream.
Yeah, like a true dream of ours.
Mm-hmm. Doing a wish in a fountain. And yeah, I felt like this one, it was like a little sleepy, but I do really like them together.
I thought the whole back half of this episode was pretty sleepy, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I think I watched it kind of late last night. And then when I woke up, I was like, convinced that I hadn't finished that episode. And then I went to like, why is it deleted? And like, oh no, I did watch the whole thing. It was just one of those to be continueds that aren't that exciting.
Yeah.
So of course the dinner portion, she immediately has something to tell him.
Did you remember what she had to tell him?
I didn't think that was it. Like,
I totally forgot like that was a thing.
Yeah. That's how much like they've been delaying having Teddy have their like her time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was like right away, like, I have something to tell you. So I'm a virgin. And I don't know, what did you think of Clayton's reaction? I thought maybe it was a little bit of verbal diarrhea.
Yeah, I think he was a little uncomfortable with it. Like, I don't think he's actually uncomfortable with the fact of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way Teddy presented it, because I feel like when we first heard it, it was just like, I made this decision when I was like 10 and then I like, and that's it. And I was like, I'm glad that we got to hear that her opinion of it has evolved in a way where it's like important to her that that step is reserved with somebody she loves. And I like the way that she didn't say like, reserved for like the one I'm going to marry. It's like very much like reserved to be in love, and like that is a good enough, that's like, that's a good step for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought Clayton was a little weird about it, and his like after confessional of like, now I have to extra protect her. It's like, I don't think that's like what she's looking for, and like, I don't need to think we need to like protect people's virginities and like be more delicate because like she's a virgin. It's just like, she'll make that decision for herself, and it was weird.
Yeah, and how he was like, I would have had no idea. Like, that's kind of a creepy. Yeah. What are you looking for?
Yeah, and I appreciate that she, like, she talked about, like, being interested in like, sexuality as a virgin, which I don't think is something we hear very often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she kind of talked about that. Her evolution of, it was almost decided for her, not, I think typically, like, you think, like, okay, is it a religious context? It was her mom had a child very young. And I don't think it was Teddy. She just said that her mom had a baby young. And I think kind of like instilled that in her, like, this is not something to do. Like, this is what to be avoided kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like you're agreeing to something when you're 10 years old. And then as she evolved, it's like, okay, like, now I've waited this long, but my thoughts on it have changed. I'm not waiting for marriage anymore. But she still has some, you know, conditions on it, which then he was kind of like, well, how will you know when you're in love? And I'm curious. Like, I don't know if he's protecting her, as he said. Like, I don't think he would, like, in the fantasy suite, take advantage of that.
No. I think maybe, like, because he grew up in the Midwest and he seems to be, like, kind of Christian-y. Mm-hmm. If he grew up with the impression that adult virgins are always like, I'm waiting until marriage, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, or it's like a super religious thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my other thought about the state, since it seemed like he had such a strong connection with her at out the gate, was, do you think that they, like, the producers kind of holding off her having a date, like trying to get her comfortable with, like, you've got to bring this up? Because it seems like a weird, like, I don't think she would have, like, wanted to talk about that the first time they have, like, their own, like, mm-hmm. date. But it's like, oh, you haven't had a date yet. I haven't had a date yet. Maybe it's like, if they hold that over them at all or anything, like, or like, okay, now you've had some, like, great individual time with him, you think you'd be comfortable, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody has to have, like, something that they're kind of scripting out, almost like they're storyboarding, like,
yeah,
what they'll talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
on the
yeah,
date.
For sure.
So, like, oh, she has something to tell you. But it also could be like, hey, save the nice date. Like, we get to be in Croatia. So, like, I would take that as a compliment. Like, you don't get, like, this crappy date back,
yeah,
you know, somewhere else. So, but we also see later in this episode that you could have been on your second date by now. So that's not that great. The group date card comes, and of course Mara is waiting to see that she will be the one remaining. Not the case. It is perfectly going to be Sarah who gets her second one-on-one.
Well, yeah,
we
get the comment, like, oh, like, if somebody gets a two on, like, a second one-on-one, like, then it really means blah blah blah,
right?
And I was like,
nobody's gonna, like, get a second one. There's still people that haven't had one.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, which is really unfortunate. And I genuinely forgot that she had gone on a one-on-one already. I was like, right. Oh, weird that they, like, set it up like that, and then he didn't go on a one-on-one with somebody who had already been on one.
Right.
But they had.
Yes, they ran around naked in their underwear around LA. She did not get the best date beforehand, so, but then she didn't get a great.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that's what that was.
We'll get to it, but, like, her one-on-one this time didn't seem very great either, so.
No. Did they even do anything before?
I know.
Yeah, okay, we'll get there.
So the group date is, like, similar to the Viking date on Michelle's season, except it's knights. And there's a woman telling them that in Croatia, women stand side by side with men and have always been, like, kind of on the same level fighting. It's, like, part of their history. So I thought that was cool. And they have to do these challenges to prove, you know, they're fighting for Clayton's love and showing honor and all that. So this seems like right up Clayton's alley to, like, see who's competing and everything. And they have the eating, like, fish head, fish eyes and cow's stomachs. They have to profess their love and fight each other. So what was your take on this date?
I'm never a big fan of, like, the, whoa, let's eat gross, weird food. Like, it's just not my thing. I'm over it. I also thought it was weird that Clayton was like, this is the first group date without Shanae, which is, like, not actually the truth. I guess it's, like, the first without her, like,
as a possibility. Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. So, like, comments like that just make me think that he's been, like, waiting for this. And I didn't know it was such a big relief to him. I thought he was. I guess he was seeing through her more than he was letting on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And of course, we see a lot of moments of Mara being like, yeah, I'm going to win. I'm going to get the individual time. She was one of the only two to eat any of the food. Serene was like her other competition, I guess. Mm-hmm. And of course, Serene is the one who wins the, I don't know, I guess a little bit of individual time, like the time for them to make out.
I don't even remember that happening. Like, I don't remember anything happening in the back half of this episode.
Well, we see, I thought Serene did a good job of, you know, talking about how she feels really safe with him. Like, when they had to profess their, how their feelings are so far to this point, some of the women just did kind of basic comments, and based on Mira's like commentary, it was just like, oh, they're not really putting any effort. They're not, you know. And Mara did a poem, which is like, I cook, I clean, I'm good in bed. And then it rhymed with something else. And like all these other peasants, like, I think she was like really thought he'd be super impressed that she wrote and memorized like a poem for her feelings. But I think Serene's was like a lot more like from the heart, more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, Mara did not, take well to not winning. And I'm trying to think of the time afterwards. So she used her time to only talk about Sarah.
Which is like frustrating. Like, you really want to get to know this guy, then just don't even think about anyone else. Who cares?
Right. And you could really tell that, like, he departed the conversation with just like, he just asked her questions about like, oh, what makes you think this? And she didn't name Sarah exactly at first. She's just like, some are younger.
Somebody younger. Like, it's so annoying. Say it or get out. Like, right. None of this beating around the bush BS.
It's kind of, was that Katie season where they were like, oh, some guys aren't here for the, like, who said that? It was like,
yeah,
some guys aren't, oh, Carl, like, there's people that might not be here for the right reasons. I heard something, but I don't want to say. It's kind of like that energy. And so then he just sort of put two together that Sarah was the youngest. So she must have been at least one of them, but he doesn't even know if there's maybe more. So yeah, you're just creating doubt in the lead. They're not going to like think well of you for doing that. No,
exactly.
And I
feel like it's not being super honest if you're not like willing to like say what you want to say.
Right. And even the comments she made that, oh, there was women here saying, I can't picture being engaged after this. Like, who should? Like, it's only, like, it's weird to think that you could be engaged in 2 months after, like, mm-hmm. starting that process. So, yeah. And, yeah, there was no, like, romantic connection between them, as she's saying. No. It's, like, pushing him further away. Rachel tells him, I guess she's the first to tell him that she's falling for him at this point. Part of the date, so he was very excited about that, and she ends up getting the group date rose.
Yeah, which I think it's reasonable. I like her. I think they actually do have good chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised no one seems to be, you know, targeting Rachel as like a front runner. Like, it seemed weird that Susie was like the one in Mara's sights. Maybe it's like, oh, I have something that I can complain about with her because she's 23.
I wonder if she's just likable.
Yeah, because I think this is her second group date rose in a row.
Yeah,
I'm remembering right. Then Clayton gets back to his room and there's a knock at the door. It's like a ding dong ditch situation.
Ooh, I was nervous. I thought somebody was leaving.
Right, but it says meet me at the clock tower. It doesn't even have a name, so that seems really intentional to be like, he's thinking the whole time it's Mara, like with more dirt or something.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely going to be Mara and be mm-hmm. like, you know what? I don't feel like we had good time together. Like, let's do this.
Right. Which maybe would have been a better move. Like, try to like turn it around. But
for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. If it's like 2 a.m. and I get a note, meet me at the clock tower with no one signing it, I'm not doing it. But
no, but that's because we're women and we'd probably get murdered.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a real murdery vibe.
Yeah, for jerseys.
So apparently there's a clock tower nearby, or my thought was maybe this was somewhere that was maybe like a near wherever their after portion was, and yeah. It was like gonna be one of those little excursions that they would have done and they ran out of time or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know how they kind of do those things where it's like, let me pull you away, and like,
yeah, for sure.
But He gets like Rodney
in the roof.
Yeah, exactly. So they get there. Clayton gets there and it is Susie. And she's like, oh, we just didn't get enough time. And he was so excited.
He was. He adores Susie. And I love this move from Susie. I was a little worried it was going to go kind of in a breakup-y direction. But it was just like, hey, like, I just really missed you. And like, I like us together. So I wanted to hang out. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, focus on yourself. Focus on getting a little more time. I think that's a perfect way to play this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, she could have just like shown up at the room or something, just like, oh, I just wanted more time to like come and make out. But, you know, they got a nicer shot this way. They're exploring the town and had like more of a moment. She's kind of had these two like big moves like this back to back, where she did the after the roast, like differentiated herself by like telling him like really positive affirmations at the mic. So, yeah, she definitely knows like how to kind of stand out and further their connection. And she told him she's falling for him too. So now he has two that have expressed their feelings, and he seems to be very like relieved kind of to have that going on. Then this is a weird jump, but I don't think we see like a date card for Sarah. And
nor do we see like a beginning part of the date. Like, didn't we just skip tonight?
We skip tonight. We see Clayton talking to Jesse, and I almost thought it was like maybe before the cocktail party or something. Totally forgot that we still had a date to see.
Yeah.
Where like Mara warned him and he's worried about Sarah's connection or if she's not there for the right reasons. And Jesse talks about that. Like, that was a huge fear of his, that people weren't there for the right reasons and just trust your gut.
Okay, Jesse, what were the wrong reasons 20 years ago?
Exactly. And when you were like 25.
Like, they genuinely wanted an acting career or...
Right. I mean, I keep thinking, like, you should really be reading into who actually doesn't want to get engaged in 2 months and, like, kind of have your code language of, like, yeah, but, like, it's like a fake engagement, right? We'll just date afterwards. Like, that seems like the more sane thing to do. So I think hearing that somebody is unsure about getting engaged right away, that's probably a good sign. But, yeah, they just were having dinner and I feel like last season or maybe 2 seasons ago, there was a date like this where we just weren't shown, but I thought it was a group date. I don't remember them doing this with an individual date.
Yeah, it was a group date. It just skipped right to the night portion.
So I have to imagine that this is what happened here, because otherwise she seems really cheated out of an actual date where you do something in the city or something. But and that might be why we didn't see the date card either, because the date card would refer to something earlier in the day, like, let's set sail, you know, or something. So it was only this conversation, and it was like immediately coming for her, almost like it's just like she had to be on the defensive right away, like, okay, I heard things that maybe you're not here, like that you're unsure of, like the reasons that, like, not here for the same reason I am or something.
Yeah, and I've never gotten the vibe that Sarah isn't here for that.
Mm-hmm. And I think based on her reaction, I mean, I know that he's very like swayed by tears, but I mean, she was just like so upset that it's hard to, like, you know, with Genevieve, like, she was just so taken aback that you might think that, oh, she's trying to come up with an excuse. She doesn't, like, I'm not sure about that reaction, but like Sarah could tell like how upset she was by this. And she said she would never like be there if like that's just not her character. She would never be there for the wrong reasons. Like, she's and said she was there because it's him. That's the one line I question, because they didn't know who he was. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Just based on a photo or what? But and I like that she kind of brought up, like, okay, the timing's kind of interesting since this is the first time a person's getting 2 one-on-ones, which, yeah, that's kind of a good observation that, like, that's exactly why maybe Mara was singling her out even more, because, you know, I guess she would be the front runner in their eyes. Like, I know Lauren stood out to us and Ari season one's like she got 2 one-on-ones back to back, which was strange. Yeah. So and he said, I did worry that it would put a target on your back by giving you another 1-on-1. What I thought was,
but I don't think it put a new target on her back. Like, I because Mara, we've been building up to this thing from Mara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they already like were roasting each other. So I think it's like, okay, the youngest in the house, the oldest in the house. Apparently that has to be a rivalry. But what I thought was interesting, it didn't seem like Sarah was like, was it Mara? Like, she was so thrown that anybody would do it and just said, somebody thought that they could take me down. This is a weak move. But he didn't say who it was. And it didn't seem like she immediately
thought it was Mara.
Yeah, singled in on her. I mean, I guess she could even be thinking maybe it's something Shanae said last week. But yeah, this is kind of where this ends with the to be continued, because she's just like, you see a little more fire out of Sarah. She's like, get a vase for my rose and pack your bags. And so we'll see this come to a head next week. And I'm sure that she will figure it out. But yeah, on the date, it was a lot of like breaking down. But he does come, like he walks away and comes back and then is like totally fine with her and like believes her and gives her a rose. So we do know that she's staying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, it's not going to be good for Mara. I don't think
she's making it to the location after Croatia.
Right.
But I also just feel like Mara should just leave. Like, she's obviously mm-hmm. like not connecting with the guy and finding that he's not putting any effort into connecting with him or mm-hmm. her. So just leave. Like, just, is it worth it? Is this guy worth it? He's not. Right. Just leave.
Right. Yes. So let's see how we're doing on our draft since we left off here. George says, let's get right to scoring this week. The listeners received 10 bonus points due to you both struggling with 2-on-1 date questions. You both guessed there would be no 2-on-1 date, and you both incorrectly guessed that Genevieve would be the one sent home. You both received 5 points for guessing the episode would be end in a to be continued. Haley was correct that they would leave North America, and Amy correctly picked Hunter leaving at the rose ceremony. I'm thinking that
it might have been me. I picked Hunter.
No, he says Amy originally picked Marlena, but I think it was you. Haley originally picked Marlena leaving, but changed her pick to Eliza. So Eliza's still there, but notice we said nothing about her.
Yeah.
She's totally invisible, unfortunately. So in the end, everyone ended up with 10 bonus points this week. So no one really made any traction, but yeah, we're answering some things. Now for this week. For 5 points, will Clayton confront or question Mara about Sarah prior to the next rose ceremony?
No.
Yeah, I could see Sarah doing it. I'm going against my advice, but yeah, I don't think he will either. I think, I don't see Clayton being the one. Like, I could see Mara confronting him again,
mm-hmm.
or Sarah going up to her, but I think he got the answer he needed on the 1-on-1 from Sarah.
I think so, too.
For 5 points, will any woman get sent home this week at any time other than at the rose ceremony?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to think maybe we'll get a 1-on-1 where we haven't had a 1-on-1 where someone's sent home yet. And I have to think that should happen.
Yeah.
For 5 points, name someone that will not get a rose at the next rose ceremony.
Eliza.
Okay, I'll do Mara. For 5 points, who will get the final rose at the dramatic, like the, who's waiting and who will get the last rose, the last one to be called for the rose?
That's a good question. Oh, that is a great question.
So it can't be Sarah or who was the other one? can't be Sarah or Teddy. So who is going to be like the cliffhanger rose?
I don't know. Genevieve, baby?
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see. Let me look at the list. It's a really good question. That should be almost like a... That could be an easy every week. Yeah, it's such a... I'm going to say Gabby. We're like down, getting closer to the end here.
Mm-hmm. We really are.
And then for 5 points, will Clayton's season end with a traditional marriage proposal?
I think yes.
I think so too. We aren't seeing anything from it, but I just think he'll find a way.
Yeah.
I guess I could see, the other thing I could see is like, based on, you know, how dramatic it is with him revealing that he's been intimate with 3 women or 2, that maybe it'll could be at the after the final rose or something.
Here's my,
or
like here's my hot take. Okay. I think it's better that he's telling them ahead of time. I think they're going in the end with the expectation of like, okay, I know that this has happened. Like they're not, they're like, they don't have to ask the question after they're already engaged. Like, did you do this? Or they don't have to like have been lied to about it and watch the show.
Yes, we always hear that that's like the hardest part is watching these back, and then they start questioning their connection. Like, wait, if this happened, like that's what happened with like Andy and
like
Josh.
Andy and Josh. Mm-hmm. Where I think here is like, you're already doing the questioning of your relationship, and you've obviously like, if you're at the very end and you continue to go with it, you've already like gotten past that and had those conversations, I think. And I think that's better.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're at that point where you're like, if you're going into that week being like, this could happen, then you have to kind of accept that it did happen. You know, you might wish that it didn't, but yeah, that is a hot take. All right. And then that's from George. Thanks as always. So let's go into these results. Looks like who's on the lead here? Okay. 144. Haley, you're ahead.
Yay.
You like, who do you have? You have Gabby, Eliza, Genevieve, Sarah. You have four left still. The listeners have Mara as their number one pick and Teddy. So where do you think Teddy is going from here?
Like,
what
I don't
do you
know.
Think her chances are?
I don't know. I don't think she's making it to the very end.
I don't either. And, you know, like night one, I would have been like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
So listeners have 114. I have 127. So let's see. I lost Hunter. I have Susie, Rachel, and Serene. Serene kind of faded to the background as well this episode, but I'm still feeling pretty good about her.
Me too.
All right. So these questions for next week. In the preview, Clayton says, I was in love with her and I'm in love with each of you. And I also was intimate with both of you. For 5 points, who is the woman Clayton was in love with? And for 5 points each, who are the other two women? Ooh.
Okay, I think definitely Rachel, but I think she was one of the two women.
Okay, so yeah, if we break it down, I was in love with her. So he wasn't possibly intimate with all three women.
No.
But
I think the two women are Gabby and Rachel.
Okay.
And the third is Susie.
Okay. I think I'm going to go, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to go with Teddy was the one he was in love with. And Rachel and Susie, based on like how excited he was to see her, are the other two. But that's tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky. It's really tricky.
Just reading it too, I'm like, I totally heard it like that he like slept with three of them, but it might not be the case. So that made me rethink. Like, I could see Teddy going home in the third spot.
Yeah. But I also like thought Shanae was one of those people in the end.
I know. So who knows? Maybe we could have just done our draft, but it has been fun doing our random. Like, I think I'm doing better than I probably would have been otherwise.
For sure.
All right. So, Haley, we don't have any other questions this week.
My bad. If you want to make sure you get your questions read and you aren't subject to the whims of my brain, email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. That's a guaranteed way to get, you know, get your question across my eyeballs, because sometimes I just forget to put the thread up. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, and the thread is in the patron group. So if you are not a patron, I mean, you should become one. But if you're not, then that's another good way to get your questions to us. Do you have takes from Doug?
Yeah, I was going to say, but worry, Doug comes through. He said, wait, did Clayton and Genevieve get an evening portion of their date? And did he and Sarah get a daytime portion of their date? How could those things be less important than Susie at the clock tower discussing Mara's age. I didn't even think about Genevieve getting an evening park portion. Do you think she got one?
Yeah, or did they get to like ride in the bus together on the way back?
Like, I hope so.
Maybe get a limo or something and have a dinner there, and it just wasn't like
cool
easy
enough
to be filmed because, yeah, it didn't even seem like there was a good payoff to that date for the person that stays.
Doug has a would you rather for us. Ooh. Would you rather double fish champagne on national television the next time you hear good news, or loudly cuss out the person who has wronged you on the Maid of the Mist on national television the next time you hear bad news? I'd rather double fish champagne. Although I was pretty impressed with Gabby. Like, that's hard. Like, you know, we saw Kelsey last season or whatever season it was, where the champagne like blew up in her face because sparkling wine is temperamental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but gotta go champagne. Did you have any champagne for Valentine's Day?
Yes. Nice. So I had a lovely ice cuvee. It was great.
Nice. I did not.
Did you?
I had wine.
Nice. And I also dummied a shrimp ring. So.
Oh, yes.
And somebody DM'd me on Instagram being like, did you follow shrimp etiquette rules? No, I did not. We did not have a 50-50 share of shrimp, I can tell you that. I'm trying to figure out what demographic the Canadian broadcaster thinks watches this show. At one point, I got back-to-back ads for cheese strings and then sex toys. Spoiler, I did buy cheese strings on my next trip to the grocery store. I love cheese strings.
Oh, that's a regionalism that I haven't heard before, because we say string cheese. Is cheese strings different?
Hey, string cheese is like the one in the packs. It's not like the spray cheese, right?
Oh.
Or were you thinking string cheese is the spray stuff?
Oh, the spray stuff. So what, just say cheese whiz. I don't know that I've ever heard of it called cheese strings.
Oh, here, I'll send you a picture of what cheese strings. Okay. Cheese strings. Let's see. Will this work for me? Where's our chat? Skype has changed, eh? Skype looks a little bit more like Teams now.
Yeah, what happened?
Like, oh, you want to share your screen? It's like, no, I do that enough in the day job. Okay, I sent you the link.
Diamond cheese strings. Mm-hmm. Oh, like cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, so what do you call like cheese whiz? Spray cheese.
Cheese whiz. Spray cheese, I don't know if we have it here.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't think I see better, it very
like,
often.
Food rules. Like you have things that are like ingredients that are like no-gos that we are like, that's fine.
Yeah, cheese whiz for us is just like in a jar.
So it's like, yeah, it looks like string cheese, but it's orange and white, so it's like you can't actually string it because it's not mozzarella, right? So
yeah,
that would just be cheese stick.
Delicious either way. Oh, I forgot we were reading Doug's takes. We got very sidetracked. I was
That's what
trying
should have brought.
Yes. Like
this delicacy only available in Canada.
I was trying to figure out if Teddy said like more than Mara said ready, but both were used prolifically. I felt like I've said like a lot here today. Yeah. So, what should have actually been waiting for Clayton at the clock tower? I was hoping someone would have dressed up as a ghost, or that the clock tower was home to a shell room. Wow, can you imagine if there's a shell room in the clock tower?
That would have been good. Should they have like accelerated their connection, and then clock tower could have been the new windmill?
Yeah. Oh, good call. Rant time. There was a lot of media coverage about Hannah Ann dating a star NFL player who won the Super Bowl, but he didn't even play in the game. He was a healthy scratch. The term star football player is used as optimistically by this franchise as a statement. You're my person. Spoiler. Hannah Ann's new squeeze will likely be cut from the league within 2 years, which will still be longer than whomever wins this show can stand to stick around Clayton.
Yeah, I mean, that would be weird to, like, I guess you get a Super Bowl ring, but how would you feel about it? You weren't doing anything.
I don't care. I'm accepting that ring proudly.
Yeah. Is that like something like, it's like getting the bachelor engagement ring, then it ends up failing, then you're like, hey, can I auction this?
Yeah, I don't care. Like, let me have it. I love a souvenir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't really have any news. So who is her boyfriend?
I saw pictures and then I didn't retain any information about it. I refused.
I don't have the name, but glad she's doing well and he's doing well.
Yeah, good for them. Listen, the celebration is the better part anyway. Like,
I get to go to Disneyland.
Yeah. And there was like 7 injuries in the game that were like, oh gosh, we lost a big star here. Like, so I'd rather be a healthy scratch. Scratch me, babes. I'd love the sideline. Right. I get to sip on Gatorade all evening. I get to keep my hamstrings in order.
Still put it on the resume.
Yeah, absolutely. Still got the ring. Thank you very much.
Was there any other Bachelor news that you saw come through?
Not that I saw come through. I don't think. Quiet week. Yeah, very quiet week. That's fine by me.
Yeah. We're celebrating Valentine's Day. No real breakups, I don't think, are happening. So
no, those will be in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it from all of us. Yeah.
I was trying to think if there's anything else that Clayton said of note that I heard. He said he regrets falling in love with multiple people. He would not have done that. And it seemed like, yeah, that's kind of the point of the show. Seemed like he didn't, like, I tend to believe him now that he never really watched the show at all. So, yeah, he wasn't really thinking through some of his actions, I guess.
But certainly not.
Oh, and he responded to, I guess, Lindsay. If you remember, there was a Lindsay on the show. She did a TikTok saying, like, he knew about Shanae. And so he was responding to her, like, yeah, maybe she could have said something, like, alluding to it. But it's just, like, everyone was telling him different things. So... Mm-hmm. You know, if he's hearing one thing from Shanae, and he said he never like directly heard that she was making fun of Elizabeth's ADHD. Like, she might have said she's commenting on her mental health or something, but then everybody was coming to him with things like that. Like, so like, this person's not good for my mental health or stuff like that. So yeah, it just seems like, and he could have been tuning her out, you know, so that was his response to that, I guess. And yeah, he's had a hard time with all his criticism and people DMing him terrible things.
Yeah, like, stop. Stop DMing him. Just leave him alone. Who cares? Like, truly, we're going to forget about him in 7 months. So yes. Why are you bothered? Why? Don't waste your time. Don't DM anyone. Truly, don't DM anyone ever.
Yeah.
Except if you're going to DM me nice things. That is more than welcome.
Yes. DM about shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, if you made dinner with shrimp, send me a picture. I'd be thrilled to see that.
Yes. And poor Hunter, she had like the closing segment, but it wasn't even like funny.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't
even interesting. So, but yeah, she was doing a dance shagging that they do in North Carolina, but it was just kind of like forgettable. So,
yeah. I like literally got up to put on my jacket to go do some chores. When that was happening.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't fun. Bye.
Yeah. So, did we see where they're going next week?
No.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm surprised, but
yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it.
It's exciting. Travel. We're loving that. So
very much.
And I feel like I'm more invested now because I don't know. I feel like we know everybody there.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this season very much.
Yeah, I am too. All right, and we're enjoying having you listen along with us and send us your questions by email.
Whoops.
Start your own thread in the Patreon group if we
forget. Yeah, if I forget, just start your own and tag me. Like, I'm happy for that.
Yes.
I forget sometimes. My brain power, I'm a little over the place. It doesn't always work for me.
Pandemic brain, like, we'll never recover. So
I feel like I was like this before, though, too.
It's easy to forget. I do not know what day of the week it is ever. So
nope.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.